Welcome to Today on Broadway for Thursday, January 19th, 2017. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway Stars James Marino.
James, we had a day off yesterday where we weren't together. We're together today, but I think tomorrow it's back to me flying solo because you're seeing something on Broadway, right?
I am seeing something on Broadway, and I can't remember what it was. Let me see.
Was it Great Comet?
I'm seeing Comet. That's right. Natasha here in the Great Comet. That's right.
Yeah, because I think you were originally supposed to see it right after it opened, but Josh Groban was out for a couple days, so they rescheduled, and with the holidays, you haven't been able to get in. But I'm really excited to hear what you think. The reviews have been so good for this. How did you remind me what you thought of the previous off-Broadway incarnations?
Oh, I loved it. I mean, I think that the interesting thing to note here is how I feel it changes with Josh in it. So I'm looking forward to seeing Josh.
Yeah, and the venue change, I think, will probably have a fairly big impact on that as well. Not only it still maintains some of the immersive stuff, but it's a Broadway theater is much different than a tent. So I'll be interested to hear how you think that changes it.
It was a very impressive tent, though.
Well, still, of course. Yeah, yes. But a tent's a tent.
This is true. All right. What is not happening in a tent is that Jitney is opening on Broadway.
It is. It opens tonight, so we will have reviews on tomorrow's episode. But Jitney is one of the 10 American Century Cycle plays from August Wilson. It was actually the first one that he ever wrote, but it is the last one to make its Broadway premiere. Fortunately, the Manhattan Theater Club and director Ruben Santiago Hudson are bringing the show to Broadway this season with a cast that includes Harvey Blanks, Anthony Chisholm, Brandon J. Durden, Andre Holland, Kara Patterson, Michael Potts, Keith Randolph Smith, Ray Anthony Thomas, and John Douglas Thompson. The show will be playing the Samuel J. Friedman Theater. It began previews kind of oddly just on December 28th, right in between Christmas and New Year's. Tonight is opening night, and the show is scheduled to run through March 12th. I think coming off of the fantastic critical and award success of Fences, I think this one might be maybe not a sleeper hit, just because I don't know that it's a show that really kind of speaks to those non-theater folks. But I think it might start to pull in some people that might have just kind of become familiar with August Wilson because of the Denzel Washington, Viola Davis film. So I'm hoping that this one does really well. And James, I'm sure you'll be seeing it very soon. So I'm excited to hear the reviews for that. And we'll talk about them all on tomorrow's show.
I am seeing Jitney on Saturday.
Oh, very quickly after opening night then.
Yeah, so we'll talk about it on This Week on Broadway, and also awesome. We'll talk about it on Monday as well.
Very cool.
So last week's grosses were into Thursday, and we're just getting to grosses right now. This three-day weekend really screwed everybody up.
Yeah, it was odd because I think even on Monday's episode, we said, they'll be delayed. We'll get them on Tuesday, so they'll be on Wednesday's episode. Well, we were wrong. They didn't even get released until Wednesday. So we are just kind of getting them till today. But overall, James, I think the grosses for last week were fairly good. Coming off you don't get the Monday holiday for Martin Luther King Day, but you do get the maybe tourist heavier weekend because of the 3-day weekend. The one thing to note is that there are far fewer shows on Broadway right now. There were only 25 shows that ran last week. So because of that, total ticket sales were down 13.3%, basically, and the total gross is down 12.5%. But keep in mind, the average ticket price went up by $1 and about 12 cents because of that. Leading the way, as always, is Hamilton at $2.45 million, followed in the $1 million club by The Lion King, Wicked, The Book of Mormon, Aladdin, Jersey Boys, Great Comet, which you're seeing tonight, The Front Page, and Dear Evan Hansen, The Present, and School of Rock. James's favorite show, Paramore, was $31 short of breaking $1 million, but they only ran 7 shows, so that's something to keep in mind there. Down at the other end, Jitney was the lowest grosser on Broadway last week, but it actually went up by almost $55,000. That's followed by In Transit, which is still muddling away, just down around $326,000 per week. That's one that you got to keep an eye on. I know they're advertising. They're starting to. I saw on Broadway World's message board that they are casting for a female swing, so they are still moving forward with plans to keep the show going for a while. Holiday Inn did very well in its closing week. It did $535,000. Similarly, The Humans increased by $142,000, and that's not just on the Clintons tickets. It closed out its Broadway run with a week of $789,000 as well. The Phantom of the Opera was the biggest loser week to week last week, with a $327,760 decline from the previous week. But that is, of course, not to be too surprising coming off those holidays into a more traditional week that it dropped that much. But overall, James, I think it was a fairly solid week on Broadway. About half the shows were up week to week. Half the shows were obviously down then, but overall it could be a lot worse when you start to get into these really cold and nasty days. And starting this week, which we'll get the news next week, we've got Broadway week to contend to, so there may be some extra people coming into town getting those 2-for-1 ticket deals.
Absolutely. Also in the sort of around the grosses information is that Hello on Broadway recoups.
It did. I'm a little surprised that it didn't recoup a little earlier, but it has recouped its initial investment on Broadway. I love these press releases they send out, James, because you remember last week, Scott Rudin sent out a press release that said, the front page is the first show to recoup of the 2016-2017 season. Of course, Oh Hello on Broadway's press release says that it is the first new play to recoup its investment on Broadway this season. It capitalized at $2.9 million. Obviously, it's had a great multi-extended run at the Lyceum Theater, and it ended up it'll close on Sunday with a total of 138 performances on Broadway. James, with just two folks sitting on a stage for most of it, I kind of thought that this would have done a little bit, would have recouped a little earlier. Now, just because they've announced it here during its closing week, I guess doesn't necessarily mean that they didn't recoup a few weeks ago, but I'm surprised that we didn't get this announcement a little earlier.
Yeah, I was trying to do the math in my head, but it stopped working.
We're recording a little later than normal, so your brain's not fully functioning at this point.
Exactly. So we'll just move on to the show and casting news. Roundabouts on the Exhale moves up the opening.
Yeah, this is one we don't often see, James. Normally when people are talking about opening nights being moved, it's being moved back. This one, however, yesterday the Roundabout Theater Company announced that the world premiere of On the Exhale by Martin Zimmerman, which will be directed by Tony Award nominee Lee Silverman, has moved up its opening night. It will officially open 1 week earlier on Sunday, February 19th. The Obie Award winner and someone who I see in just about every TV and movie show, or every TV show or movie that I see, Maren Ireland, is starring in the show. Begins performances on February 7th, so it's only giving it less than 2 weeks of previews, and the limited engagement is scheduled to run through Sunday, April 12th, 2017. This is part of the Roundabout Underground series, so all tickets are only $25. So anytime you can see something directed by Lee Silverman and starring Maren Ireland, I would definitely get a chance to go out and see that. The show's description reads, when a senseless act of violence changes her life forever, a liberal college professor finds herself inexplicably drawn to the very weapon used to perpetrate the crime and to the irresistible feeling of power that comes from holding life and death in her hands. This is a show that we talked about back when it was announced. This is a one-woman show, so I'm really interested to hear how the reviews of this from Maren Ireland, but sounds like a really powerful performance.
Yeah, I love Maren Ireland.
She's great.
So I'm excited to go see this. Chris McCarroll and George Salazar join the Lightning Thief musical.
Now, James, if anyone listens to Some Like It Pop, they'll know that my co-host Jennifer McHugh is big on the young adult fiction stuff, the YA novels. Mm-hmm. I am not so much, but you have kids, James. Are your kids into the Percy Jackson books or the movies at all?
No, they're not. Should they be?
I don't know. I've never seen them or read them, but I know that there's been a few movies. Apparently, this show that we're talking about is the musical adaptation of the Percy Jackson novel series, especially the book The Lightning Thief. Percy Jackson has newly discovered powers that he can't control, monsters on his trail, and he's on a quest to find Zeus's lightning bolt and prevent a war between the Greek gods. The cast is a really interesting one. Chris McCarroll, who's been a part of Les Mis on Broadway on and off for a while, and George Salazar are leading the cast. This off-Broadway show will play the Lucille Lortel Theater beginning on March 23rd with an opening on April 4th and running through May 6th. I'm kind of laughing because as I'm kind of reading through this, this doesn't sound like something that is normally an off-Broadway musical, James, but I think that is kind of endearing. Like, I like the fact that we're trying to push the boundaries as to what is and what isn't adaptable for musical theater. And I love George Salazar, and I'm really interested to see what this turns out to be, because talking about throwing lightning bolts and demigods and all this stuff, I think this will be really tough for an off-Broadway musical, but I'm excited to see what they do with it.
Yeah, in your description, it sounds more like a Marvel movie.
Yeah, well, and they've done movie versions of it, and I mean, I think if you're going to do it as a stage work, it would probably be something more like Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, which is a big, special effects driven play. Even if you're going to do it as a musical, that's fine, but you just don't think of something at the Lortel being something about gods and demigods with action scenes and lightning bolts and all that stuff. But again, I admit I don't know the property other than I remember seeing the trailer and the commercial for the movies. But I'm kind of excited to see what they do with it.
Yeah, that is going to be really interesting to see, and I hope it doesn't get lost in the mix. It's right in the heat of opening. What's there? 433,000 musicals opening this April.
It
So
seems like it, yeah.
I was just thinking to myself, I wonder if I'll go down and see that. And then you said the opening dates and when it's running through beginning of May, and I was like, well, I'm not going to see that. No,
No,
because
you won't have time.
I won't have time to do it. All right. Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS announces Broadway Backwards date.
Yeah, this is one of those things that I think is one of the highlights of the spring season for a lot of theater fans, whether they get to go to this benefit or they just get to see the videos that are put out afterwards. On Monday, March 13th, 2017, the star-studded event Broadway Backwards will feature performances of quintessential Broadway tunes with a twist. Men so sing songs originally intended for women, and vice versa. Artists will perform the great songs of musical theater while freeing themselves of the bounds of gender norms. It is a show where gender doesn't matter, but love does. This is one of those major events in the theater. This is actually the 12th year for Broadway Backwards. It'll be performed at 8 p.m. on March 13 at the Al Hirschfeld Theater, which is currently home to Kinky Boots, which I think is a perfect home for Broadway Backwards. You can get tickets now. They're $85. You can get them at broadwaycares.org.
All right, the Ghostlight Project to create a light across the country.
Yeah, have you seen all this stuff about the Ghostlight Project, James?
No, I haven't.
Okay, this is something
I
that I've
thought
seen.
the Ghostlight Project was a Shikaboom thing.
No, there's a lot of Ghostlights going around, isn't there? Because then Robbie Rizzell, I think his design company is Ghostlight Designs or something. But the Ghostlight Project is something you've probably seen the pictures on social media where a person, a performer, an artist of some kind has a piece of paper at the top. There's a black bar and in white letters it says, I am.
Oh,
And then there's a
yeah.
white space and then it says, I fight for, and then something else. This is part of the Ghostlight Project. And tonight at 5:30 p.m. in each local time zone, people involved with the project will gather outside of theaters to create a light for dark times ahead and to make or renew a pledge to stand for and protect the values of inclusion, participation, and compassion for everyone, regardless of race, class, religion, country of origin, immigration status, ability or disability, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This is something that it seems like a lot of theatrical artists around the country, not just in New York, are really getting passionate about. Obviously, it's less than 24 hours before the inauguration of President-elect Trump. And wherever you come down on that political issue, I think that everybody in the theater can appreciate the themes and striving for inclusion. So if you want to get involved with that, check out the ghostlightproject.com. They have not only things about the events for later today, but also they have a mailing list, and they also have a link where you can learn more about their mission and everything on social media to get involved. So you know, maybe try to find one of the events in your local community, whether that's in New York or somewhere else, and find a way to get involved with them, because it seems like they're doing really great stuff.
Oh, it's January 19th. I'm so glad they're not dumping buckets of ice on their heads.
No ice bucket challenge involved with this. No, it's just they're talking about the things that make them separate and unique and individual, and then what they are going to be fighting for in the coming months, years, decades, the rest of their lives, whatever it is. It's a really nice message that does not involve freezing yourself to death.
All right. Why don't you get us out of here?
All right. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. And you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt. And subscribe to Sound Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play.
And my name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Thanks for spending some of your Thursday with us. Matt will be with you tomorrow on Friday. And I'll be with everybody on Sunday on This Week on Broadway. And we will both be back on Monday.